This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 22nd of February. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica. Lovely to meet you. Hey, hey, how lovely to get together with you today, whether I'm meeting you for the first time or whether you're used to joining me every week. And if you're one of the ones who join me every week, oh, I so appreciate you. I really do. I can see people already coming into the Facebook chat room, so I'll come and say hello in a while. A heads up, my computer is just being spectacularly slow today. I don't know why. I've only just turned it on. It hasn't had to do anything arduous all day. But anyway, I will do my very best to keep up with you as you come into the chat room. If you would like to be one of those who join them in there, very simple. If you're a Facebook person, just put 1-2 Radio in. It's a private group, but somebody will let you in. Or go to 1-2radio.com, the website. Have a look around. You'll see the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is to chat. That will take you straight into the 1-2 Radio chat room. And you've got all the other options as well. If you want a real good look around, you can find out about all the presenters who are also my colleagues on 1-2 Listen and catch up with shows that have already been out. And I promise you, it's an absolute treasure trove in there. I quite often go in there when I have a moment, especially because I'm in the UK and I miss a lot of my colleagues' shows because they're stateside, or your stateside as well. Or perhaps you're in Australia. I don't know where you are, when you are, but just treasure trove. You can just go and pick the shows up in there. And there's always something fascinating to listen to. So that said, I have pulled a card today, a card from my angel tarot for us all, for you, wherever you are. And it's a major arcana card that comes out in traditional tarot. It's number 5, which would be the Hierophant. In my deck, it's called Wise Counselor because that's exactly what the Hierophant is. The Hierophant is able to tap into wisdom, past, present, and possibly future as well, if that's what you require. It is associated with the sign of Taurus. So great strength coming in there, that groundedness. The archangel here is Sandalphon, who's known as the Tall One, because it's said that his feet can be on the ground energetically while his head is up in the heavens. Always associated with a kind of very pale lime green colour, beautiful colour. And he takes our prayers or our words to heaven from this earthly plane up into the ethos, into the universe, into the heavens, however you like to think about that. And on my card, he's barefooted because of course he is. He needs to be grounded. And he's surrounded by icons from every wisdom tradition in the world, which totally echoes what is my personal philosophy on life, is that all traditions have something to teach us, and maybe they have all got a part of the puzzle. And if we will just stop being judgmental and widen our view, we get a much broader picture. And I think that applies not only to wisdom traditions in the world, but just about anything else you can think of, including over here in the UK, our contentious politics. I know you've got yours over there as well, if you're in the stateside, but yeah. So I think this card today, the message is, it's about unity. It is getting together with people, not just who will support your point of view, because I think what social media does, and one of its drawbacks, and it has many good things about it, one of its drawbacks is that because of the algorithms, it shows you things that are like-minded people or the same kind of thoughts that you have. And we tend to get into this mindset that the whole world thinks as we do, but of course they don't. It's just the algorithms working. So I would say this card is about looking at the broader picture. At one point, I used to make myself read all of the newspapers. I used to work in a newsroom and we had to read them anyway, I have to say, heads up. But I had to read all the spectrums of political opinion and thought, or bias, some people might say, with some of the stories. And it's a good thing to do from time to time, is take a look at the other side of the fence. Because it makes us realise there are people with opinions as strongly and as heartfelt as ours, and they think they're right too. And when you get embedded factions, I want to say like that, or opinions, that's when the trouble starts. So I think this message, loud and clear from the angels today, is about taking that broader view and realizing that perhaps sometimes even someone who has an opposing view has a thought that is worth considering and something to offer. So that's how we're starting the day. Thank you, angels, for that message. I have, as I said, I've got my angel wisdom deck with me. And also, for some reason, I know not why, but I was guided to do it, I have the very first deck that I ever picked up when I started to read tarot. It's actually the Mythic deck, and it was written by an astrologer, but also a Jungian philosopher. And it's based on Greek mythology, and that's how I learned the tarot, because I love stories. So I would look at the stories in the Greek mythology for the deck, and I could remember what the cards meant because I could remember that stage of the story. So for some reason, I have that deck with me. So if that's calling to you today and you're in the Facebook chat room and you particularly would like something from the Mythic deck, I can do that. Also, today is the 22nd of the 2nd. Well, that's how we say it in the UK. If you're stateside, you're going to say 2nd, 22. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato, I don't care. It's all the twos, 2, 2, 2, 2, and then 2, 2, and then 4 is a double 2. It's that number is everywhere. And in angelic numbers, that's always about empowerment, partnership, getting together, non-judgmental getting together, which actually echoes the message on the card today. So I just offer you that one up as well. The other thing I've put in the Facebook chat room, if you are interested, and if you can't go in the Facebook chat room, it's also on my page on Facebook. If you put in Erica Longdon, it takes you to my public page. It's up there as well. Is a reminder, a strong reminder this week to me, to not ask the universe to do things in the time when I think it's perfect, but to actually just let the universe get on with it, to get out of my own way and just let the universe line things up. And as you probably know, I published a book last October called Bedtime Tales for Dogs, and went after the publicity to try and get the word out about the wonderful thing that this book can do for people. And I hammered on the door of the newsroom, the TV newsroom, and just got absolutely no response whatsoever for a long time. And suddenly, guess what? Last week, in fact, on Wednesday, they turned up. So they were on my doorstep, and I did a lovely piece they offered me to do. And instead of me just getting a tiny little mention or a flick on their website, which might have happened if I'd kept insisting with the universe that I want it now, patience, as you might gather, is probably not my strong suit. But because I just thought, you know what, I let go. Let's just let the universe do this. Not only did I have a 4-minute news piece, a feature piece, but they promoted it when they promote the news in the show immediately beforehand. They promoted it on the top of the headlines, and then they ran it. And I've had such wonderful feedback from it. So that's what happens when you let the universe do it for you and get out of your own way. Perfect timing. So I thought I would share that one with you as well. And I've put it up in the Facebook chat room on 12 Radio as well. So if you want to go and take a look, you can see what I look like when I'm sitting by my fireside and talking about my little dog and the bedtime stories. So I am going to go and take a look now in the Facebook chat room. Bear with me, because as I say, my computer for some reason is absolutely going at the pace of a snail. I can see there are 5 comments in there, so bear with me while we get there and I do the tipping things on their head, all comments. And okay, let's have a look. Good morning to Renee and to Laura and to Denise. Thank you for your kind words, Denise. Very kind of you. Okay, I'm going to give it another quick refresh because I know other people are coming in. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the astrology today. I am not an astrologer, but of course I have been looking very hard at the astrology all week with this TV interview in the offing. And yesterday when I did the interview, the moon was in Cancer moving into Leo. Well, when I did the interview, because of the timing over here in the UK, it was actually in Cancer, which is my rising sign. So I thought, now that's an interesting state of affairs, if I put it that way, because I thought your rising sign in some way is the face that you present to the world. So did that interview happen on the day when it was actually my rising sign? That was my opportunity to present myself to the world. I don't know, but I find that very interesting. Today, the moon is in Leo. And then we have, at the weekend, a full moon in Virgo. A full snow moon, apparently. Needless to say, I'm teaching Reiki, because I did choose to teach Reiki this weekend, because a full moon is always so empowering. It's also apparently called a full hunger moon, because in days when we were actually living off the land and it was snowing a lot, it was cold, and a lot of the crops were yet to grow, and perhaps we didn't have much meat left if we'd put a meat store in for the winter, it was a lean and hungry month, possibly. So it also does have that name. It gave me another idea for a meditation that, heads up, I'm going to do in the show if I get time later on. Because I wondered, if I took the name, the full hunger moon, what are you hungry for in your life? Let's turn it on our heads and let's use this usefully. What are you hungry for? So I am going to do a meditation about that. I'm also looking at the advice from the wonderful C.A. Brooks, who writes in Mark's Power Peak. I always get that delivered into my inbox, and if you don't, you're missing out. Trust me, go on to 12listen.com and sign up to get the Power Peak, because it is just so useful to know what is going on in the world energetically every week. It helps us, I think, to navigate the times that we live in, which sometimes can be downright confusing. And I note that CA has said that full moons are times of revelations. Well, I'm looking forward to that if I'm teaching Reiki all weekend. If we are listening instead of judging, which is kind of what that card for the day was about, we can see what is and hopefully embrace and accept it. And this awareness can lead to alternative thoughts and behaviours in the future, especially if we don't like what we see being revealed. Notice CS put, like, my last two batches of chocolate cookies. This recipe is not for me. Oh, bless you, CA. Thank you for sharing that. So, yeah, take a look, because I'm a believer that a certain amount of life is fate, but we are also creating our own reality to a certain extent. So if you get a reading from someone and you don't look like the look of where the road is going ahead of you, you can always set your intent to change it. And even if you can't actually change the route, the actual road, you can most certainly change your reaction to what's going to happen. For example, I can share with you, I know that I've got a minor operation coming up that I delayed a couple of weeks ago because I wasn't well, and I thought, I really cannot handle surgery on top of everything else. So I delayed it, but I know that next week it's going to come up and I'm not going to enjoy it. It's a local injection and they hurt like hell. I've had them done before. So I know I can't change that. It needs to be done because I just have a small skin melanoma that needs to come off. Nothing serious, but I'm not taking the chances it's coming off. So some things, no, you can't change, but I know that's coming, and I will look at the energetic outcome for that day, and it will give me the best possible bead on how to deal with that day. So there we go. Those are my sharings so far. I can now see that many more people have come in the chat room. So bear with me while I talk sweetly to my computer, accepting what is and not what I would like it to be. And my cute computer will slowly but surely trudge its way into giving me your comments. We're almost there. Okay. So let's have a look. I can see that more people have come in. Just turning it the right way up so that I can see what's going on. So I had said good morning to Renee and to Laura and to Denise. Good morning to Sandy. And I know there are other comments in there, but it's not budging down yet. I could see them come in there. It will get there. I'll leave it doing its thing. It's now refusing to move at all. Let me go up the top and pull you some cards. So good morning to Renee, because I know when you come in here, even when you're polite and don't ask and you wait politely, you do like to have a card pulled. So Renee, this one is for you. I love the little dragon that you've sent me. So what card on the 2, 22, 2, 24 have you got? Now, interestingly, Renee, I've got a 2 of swords for you. Hence 2, what was I saying? Now, this card can sometimes be a bit of a challenge because she's standing in front of this ocean and she's got crossed swords in front of her. It's a mental card because it's an air card. It is sometimes that we are denying there's a problem. So mentally we block it. So, no, there's not a problem. I'm fine. Ever done that one? And you know perfectly well you're not fine because there's a sea, there's an ocean behind her of emotion. So perhaps be very aware of your thoughts today, Renee. And if you're listening to this and that makes sense to you as well, even if you're not in the Facebook chat room, it is an energy of just being aware of your thoughts, not judging or criticizing. Just think, ooh, am I actually denying that that's the truth? Maybe if I opened up and accepted it, it would dissolve or I could do something about it. So that was that one. Good morning to Laura. Thank you for your kind comments about my book. You would like a message, of course. So let's tune in to Laura and just ask, what do you need to know today for your highest good? Interestingly, they would like to give you 3 cards, 2 of which are earth cards and 1 is a fire card. Now, I'm going to go to the one in the middle. Now, the earth card in the middle is the 5 of earth or the 5 of coins, if you like your traditional tarot. It's about the sense that we feel or we sense, because this is groundedness. This is us being part of the material world. We feel we've been excluded in some way. This lady is sitting on a bench looking cold and miserable, but all around the side of her are beautiful daffodils of spring coming up. But she's not looking at them. She's just feeling very negative about the world. So she's actually not looking around. Interestingly, I'm smiling when I say this. The words on here are poor timing. And of course, given what I was saying earlier in the show about me wanting things to happen when I want them to happen. So this is, don't feel excluded because it hasn't happened now. Maybe the universe is lining up something better. And then when I look on the side of this, of one of the cards, there I've got this lovely, again, an earth card, the 6 of earth, which is about give and take. And what you put out comes back to you. But it comes back to you when the timing is right. And then I go to the other side, the right-hand side of this reading. And I've got the 3 of fire, which is always about a new quest. But you haven't gone on the quest yet. This lady is standing on the slipway and her boat is coming in. Interestingly, she's got a full moon behind her. So it's using the power of the full moon, Laura, to look at your quest. What is it you feel that's not coming your way? And instead of thinking that's not coming your way, maybe plan, just ask the universe to bring it, but don't tell it how, and see what happens. Good morning to Denise. Lovely to see you. I will just pull you out a quick card as well. Oh gosh, that flew out. A major arcana card. Very, very moon felt. This, it's the High Priestess. That's always about the power of the moon. She's got shooting stars around her. This is always about your inner world because there is water pouring from her robe, which is to do with emotion. It's to do with flow. And she has a big book on her lap, but the book, the pages are blank because she's inside doing the work. So perhaps some meditating will be very beneficial this week, Denise. Sandy, you did the interview with your company last week and it went okay. Delighted to hear it. Knew you'd love doing it, even if it was good practice, Sandy. So let's have a look. Are they going to call you back, you ask? Are they going to call you back? The angels are saying, do you want them to call you back? Because I know you did this one. You weren't sure, Sandy, about going for this interview. So the angels are actually saying, do you want a call back? Or are you just chalking it up to experience and thinking that was good practice at doing interviews? They're not giving me a card, so I know that's the message they want to say. Do you want a call back? If you do, then tell them. I can see more people have come into the room, so I am going to get this to refresh and just take a look at where I am at the moment. Yeah, I've got about 9 minutes left, so it should be all right to do some more readings. Let me have a go at tipping this the other way up. I have no idea what has got into my computer today. I really have not asked it. Maybe it's having a Leo moment. It's a Leo moon, so perhaps it's having a Leo moment. Perhaps it's a Leo computer. I have no idea. Good morning to Joni. You're in line for a message. What do you need to know for your highest good? A message for Joni, please. No, that's not the one. There we go. Again, a major arcana card. Lots of those about this morning. Joni, you've got the Emperor, which is Archangel Michael. This is about organization, logic and organization, but not in just a completely cerebral mental way, because it's Archangel Michael, so he uses his heart as well. So it's talking about you taking charge of a situation or accepting a leadership role in some way, but with a very open and kind heart. The Emperor inspires people. He's an inspired leader. So if you feel yourself called upon to step up and be that this week, then do it. And don't worry about the fact it's Archangel Michael. I can hear people saying, but I'm not male. It doesn't matter. Archangels are awesome energies. They don't really have male and female as such. They just have attributes. And this is a kind of protective leadership attribute. So if you feel like that this week, Joni, particularly at the full moon, then enjoy being in the spotlight. Suzanne, good morning. You would like a card too. Feels like a holding pattern right now and not clear on what steps. So how does Suzanne, angels, what message could you give her that... You're at the beginning. You're at the point of inspiration. I have the One of Air, the One of Swords, the Ace. I've got a little King Arthur with the sword, Excalibur, stuck in the stone. He knows what's going to happen. He knows he's destined for great things, but he hasn't pulled that sword out of the stone yet. This is a time of brilliant ideas, so pay attention to ideas that come to you, but they may need refinement. And it may seem that there are obstacles in our way, but you know, when it's this card, because it's the Ace, they're not big obstacles. They're just put in our way to make us stop. And instead of just blindly going forward, make us look laterally, make us look sideways, make us look at all the possibilities. And you're talking about your retirement. So do you want to be fully retired? Do you want to do some other work that you could do in a lesser capacity and have a bit of retirement? And do something that makes your heart sing. Take a look at those brilliant ideas. Meditate, especially with this full moon, and see what comes, is the message. I'm going to take a look at my timing. I have got time to do this because I did say that I wanted to do something about this full hunger moon that is coming to us this weekend. It's in Virgo, which again means ideas, or putting something into compartments or organisation. So that may help you with looking at what to do in your retirement. So I'm just going to put on a bit of music and imagine yourself. What are you hungry for? Let me just find this music and click it on and see if I can do this. Yeah, there it is. So imagine yourself walking through a forest and the full snow moon is shining down upon you and it's glistening through the trees. And you can feel the crackle of snow under your feet. And you're out, metaphorically hunting, but you haven't got a bow and arrow or a spear, you've got a net, and you're hunting for inspiration, for ideas. You could have a cloth if you like and lay it down in the snow and ask that the ideas slowly filter down from the bright light of the full hunger moon and they settle on your cloth. Watch them falling like the gentle crystals of the snow, beautiful ideas to inspire you. When you're sure that some wonderful snowflakes of inspiration have settled on your cloth, then you can pick up the four corners and slowly pack them away and continue your journey back through the forest, back through the crisp, crunching snow, and back out into the brightness of the world, knowing that you have got some really heavenly gems of inspiration. And if you want to come back and do this meditation again, because perhaps you're working at the moment, I will get the show up to on demand as quickly as I can, and you can always go back and pick up this meditation and maybe do it again at the weekend when it will be the full hunger moon. So I hope that you found some inspiration from that. I really do. I'm looking at the time. I think I have just got time to go back in the Facebook chat room. If please, computer, you will be kind and just see how you got on with that. Let's take a look. It's going very slowly, but I can see the banner is up for the next show, by the way, the Backstage Pass with Raven and Jay. So they will be following me here on 1-2 Radio immediately after this show. I'm just going to whip down there and see if I can see the final comments. Good morning to Terry. I can see going past. I don't think I am going to be able to get my computer to work fast enough. We will see. I'm keeping an eye on the clock, seeing what I can do. Maybe let's have a look. One quick whiz down. Will it do it? I don't think it will. No, it's just not going to play. Oh, never mind. If you have come in the room and I've missed you, I am sorry about my computer. It is just not having any of it today. I have to accept that that is how life is going to be today. Anyway, I hope I've been able to speak to most of you, and if not, please do come back in the chat room. I can see Joni is commenting, but my computer's just having none of it, Joni, so I will go back in there and have a look at your comments after this show. Anyway, I do thank you as ever for your kindness in joining me in the chat room. And I will get the show to the on demand as fast as I possibly can. And you can go and take a look in there and maybe do that meditation again. So there we go. It is time for me to take my leave. I'm just trying to get my music up. My computer's just having none of this today. There we go. What a week. What a week. Thank you so much for your company. Stay with 1-2 Radio. For Raven and Jay, I will see you at at the same time next week. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.